you know, we try and build this roster to not need a trade, okay? Because these guys are learning the playbook, especially at a wide position of wide receiver. They're learning that all spring, assuming you got them in the spring or you've had them before. And that playbook is being built up, and then game plans are pulled off of that each week by your opponent. And so it's not as easy as, hey, trade for player receiver X, drop him in, and he's just going to run with the rest of them.
Due respect, that's another comment I'm thinking of when I said at the beginning of our conversation today about him. If he sounded different, that would come off worse, I think. Like, I can think of other Sabres and Bills GMs that had more of an edge to their sound, and I probably treated what they said more harshly than I am inclined to do here, but it doesn't, I'm not sure I'm right to be like that. It's more just sort of superficial. He doesn't really need to tell us that players aren't automatically amazingly good when you put them on your team. Like, yeah. We fans don't not know that. We already know that it isn't a given that somebody, we know from Bill's experience, I mean, look around. We know all the time that they're not, you don't have to tell us that guys might not work into the lineup fast enough or whatever it is that he was going for there. We know.
I think, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this because the thought has come into my head each time you've made the point about how he sounds. There's just enough of a Southern accent in there, I think, that just, you know, he's not Buddy Nix, okay? But there's enough in there that it just, okay, this sounds fine. Whereas I think if he were talking like in my voice or your voice or, I don't know, Kevin Adams' voice, it might just like, I'm not sure I like how this sounds.
I need to sound like him because I'm in trouble all the time for perfectly well-meaning advice that, well, I don't like your tone. Yep. I've been getting that my whole life, that my tone is the problem. Like, what about the words? If he had a thicker Southern accent, people would dock him for being dumb. I think that's kind of right, what.
That's why I said.
He's
not Buddy Nix. But it's subtle. But it's like, this just seems like a nice guy. Which I think a Southern accent, like your knee jerk, not to be completely awfully stereotypical, I think your knee jerk reaction, listen to someone with just a little bit of a Southern accent, is like, this is pleasing.
Yeah, right. It sounds nice.
Yeah.
I need to find a slight Southern accent somewhere.
Right.
My grandfather just died. When I would hang out with my grandfather for a couple days, I always came back with a little bit of a kick to my voice because he had he's from Kentucky. Just like what I'm doing right now is a little bit of grandpa, a little bit of a little bit of a style. That would wear off.
When you were younger, right? Like when I was a kid, we'd go to, you know, drive south for a 2-week vacation. Mm-hmm. I'd come back and I think, if I don't have audio evidence of this, but I think I had a little bit of a more fried chicken on my voice.
You come back with a drawl?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Well, what's the point? None of that should matter.
No, of course.
Give it to us in Italian next time. I mean, whatever. None of it should matter. Jim is next. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. Appreciate what you guys do every day.
Well, thanks for being a long-time listener. We appreciate that.
My take today is, how do we know what the ask was, the true ask was to the Buffalo Bills? Or if I heard Kansas City was in on Bryce Hall, I don't know if that just was floating out there, if that was a true statement. Given that GMs are probably looking for as much as they can to do the best things they can, everybody's trying to win the deal. They're going to try to ask for as much as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Shaheed went for a fourth and a fifth, but maybe the ask to Buffalo was a third, a fifth, or a fourth, a two fours, or something different that just seemed too steep for that player. And I'm not trying to defend Dean, but
no, you're making a perfectly reasonable point. We do not know. It was a fourth and a sixth, by the way, that Shaheed went for. But yeah, no, we don't know on what end of things it went awry.
I'm as frustrated as everybody else, being a fan, lifelong fan, and hoping, you know, let's make a deal, let's get something to put us over the edge and give us that extra. We've got all these injuries, you know, let's give us something, and nothing happened. And, I mean, it was all the teams that, you know, Kansas City really didn't do anything. We didn't really do anything. Some of the other teams didn't do anything. I can't say that. I think there was a caller, a couple calls ahead of me that said something about worrying about 26 or 27. Yeah, they have to. You can't sell the farm, just because you need something today. And I agree with that to an extent, but yeah, it's frustrating. He always alludes to, it takes two to tango. And I think that we didn't get all the information. I think he was trying to be as most sincere as possible without telling who he was dealing with or what was going on. I'm sure he was making phone calls, but yeah, that's my point.
Okay.
I'll listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess you could always say we don't know if Seattle had a different asking price to the Bills than the Saints, or rather the Saints, a different asking price to the Bills than to Seattle. But why would they? I know you don't want to assume anything here. Why would they? Why wouldn't the Saints want to do the best they could do?
The teams are comparable enough in the standings right now. They could be worried, the Bills are going to go farther. Their picks are going to be less valuable than Seattle's maybe. So that would be a reason why you want something more from Buffalo.
Okay.
I guess.
Day three.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know, what we're talking about today here is... Yes, it ends up being we're speculating about and guessing about what may have happened and who were they targeting and how did it fall apart, if indeed there was even anything in place that fell apart. What this conversation today sprang from was you pointing out how he sounded yesterday or Tuesday when he spoke. He sounded frustrated, even maybe angry about the failure to get a deal done. And so that... in and of itself leads you to think, at least strongly suspect, that he was in on stuff and it just never got across the finish line, because he talked about how hard they grinded on these guys. They really worked on it and it all ended up being for naught and whatever. He very much came across to me. There have been times where GMs, I'm thinking more of the hockey teams in our history here, came off like, of course we weren't doing that. That's not for us.
Kevin Adams is often that way.
And what?
Right?
Yeah, right. When what Bean sounded like when he talked about this was like, I didn't do a good job at my job today. It is how I think he came off. And I think when someone is taking that posture, it's largely because they really believe they didn't get done what they set out to do. They did not make happen what they wanted to make happen.
Everything the Sabres haven't gotten done, they didn't want.
Right.
why would we want to move Zemgus? Everything's by design over there, it sounds like to me. Over the years. The line is coming up.
Oh, hey now.
I mean, hopefully Bean, for his sake, is in a better mood today. He probably is because of the Journey announcement.
What's the Journey announcement?
They're coming to Buffalo on their final Frontier tour. Well, of course you would have missed that, because Journey is the one band ever that you have you just don't care about, and would have missed that. I'm sure there's lots of other music news today.
That is not the one band ever. There are many such bands, but they are very much at near the top of that list.
They're not interesting to you at all.
Not at all. No.
I love them. I love Journey. So maybe we'll go see Journey.
They're not at the top of that list for me, because I understand their appeal well enough. I do. It's just not my thing. I don't like it. But I get it. And I don't say that I'm judging people. It just does not appeal to me. A band like Def Leppard, I've never really understood the appeal. They're as popular, if not more popular, than Journey. I don't know. Huge band. And I just don't. I look at it, I hear it, and I just go, I don't know. I don't. There's nothing here for me. I don't understand how you like this. You have ears and eyes. I don't get it. Journey, I understand. I understand the.
Yeah, I see. I understand.
How the chemistry goes. Oh, I like this. Def Leppard is a mystery to me. I will go to my grave not understanding how they sold billions of records. I don't get it.
10 records. How did you sell 10 records?
Let alone 5 million.
Yes. How did you do it? The Line, and then Sal, as we return, it'll be Sabres and Blues tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.